hardly ever see you. You're out of here at the crack of dawn, and you don't come home until after dark. Now you're traipsing out to the desert. It's my job, for Christ's sakes, he said, trying to keep his voice down. Your job, Sylvia said, dripping acid. It's important. So important you can't tell me anything about it. That's right. The program is classified. Military secret. Out in the desert. Right. Harry glanced at his wristwatch. Monk should be driving up soon. Where will you be staying out in the Mojave? The Air Force is putting us up in a motel. A motel? That's right. He lifted his bag off the bed and started for the door. Sylvia stood in the doorway like an armed guard. What's the name of this motel? The phone number? I don't know yet. I'll keep my cell phone on. You can call me on it if you need to. Sylvia looked up into his eyes. He saw resentment smoldering in hers, and anger, and plenty of suspicion. So you're walking out on me? Sylvia, it's only for a goddamned week, 10 days at most. Leaving me and the girls to fend for ourselves. He grasped her shoulder and pushed her back from the doorway, out into the hall. As he reached the stairs, he heard the toot of Monk Delaney's car horn. I've got to go now, Harry said, starting down the carpeted stairs. Sylvia stayed in the upper hallway, glowering at him. Harry felt enormously relieved to be getting out of the house and away from her. Over his shoulder, he called, Kiss the girls for me when they get back from school. How many girls are you going to kiss out there in that damned motel? Sylvia yelled after him. Harry was startled by that. She's worried that I'll shack up with somebody else. The thought had never entered his mind. Actually, it had now and then, but he'd never acted on it. He was surprised again when he saw that Monk was driving a mint-new Mustang convertible, fire engine red. Where's the Chrysler? Harry asked as he tossed his travel bag onto the narrow bench behind the bucket seats. Monk gave an unhappy snort. The old gray ghost's transmission crapped out. I've got to use the wife's new car, and she's plenty steamed up about it. Harry slid into the seat and slammed the door shut. As Monk gunned the convertible down the street, Harry thought again about Sylvia accusing him of shacking up with some other woman. As if I'd ever do that, he said to himself with some indignation. Mojave Desert, Anson Corporation Test Facility. Tan hut! The seven engineers and test technicians turned from their control boards and, grinning, arranged themselves in a ragged line. Several of them gave sloppy salutes. As he stepped through the steel hatch into the blockhouse, Brigadier General Brad Scheib smiled tightly at them. I can see none of you geniuses was ever in the military. Harry felt disappointed. You're not wearing your star, General. Scheib wasn't even in uniform. He wore a checkered short-sleeved shirt open at the neck and comfortable chino slacks. I don't want to look overdressed, he said. The civilians were all in faded denims and company-issued white T-shirts that read Anson Aerospace across their backs, with a stylized A of the corporation's logo on their chests. Pete Quintana's shirt was emblazoned with El Jefe sewn just above the logo. Scheib was accompanied by Jacob Levy, the chief scientist on the laser project. Like General Scheib, Levy wore a sports shirt and slacks, although his shirt was sparkling white and crisply starched, distinctly out of place in the baking desert heat. Levy was the man in charge, working directly with the newly promoted General Scheib, and responsible only to Victor Anson, who owned the company. Are you ready to run? Levy asked Quintana. Nodding.